This is Good News Hour, the program wholly dedicated to the good news concerning our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Your speaker today is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. I have a secret. Now, who of you hasn't heard that? Some of your neighbors have come in maybe in different hours of the day or night, and some of your special friends, and they have a secret that, of course, they aren't supposed to tell anybody, but they couldn't live unless they revealed that secret to you. Did you know that the God of heaven has many secrets? And I think I pointed out a number of these to you in the past, and I shall enumerate some of them again. But listen, let me tell you something that will be of real interest and concern to you. That our God does not have secrets that he wants to keep to himself. No, sir. All the secrets he has, he wants to share with others. Now, shall I say there is a secret as to how you can get into these secrets that he has to convey to you. Now, I hope you understood my statement. By the way, I shall remind you of a passage found in the Old Testament, and so apparently the same principle prevailed then, that is to say, before we had the full revelation of God or a completed Bible, such as we now have it today. But there's a very, very interesting and striking statement that's found in the book of Amos. You turn to it when you get time, and about verse 7, it says, surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Now, coming to ourselves, of course, we have the full blaze of divine revelation now in the Word of God. And did you know that the treasure we hold in our hands contains all the secrets of the heart of our blessed God, those secrets that were once pent up, but those secrets that he desires to share with mankind. I tell you, it's hard to grasp when you think of a little planet like this one we're on. And when you think of God, the God of high heaven, the creator of universes, and yet it pleased him to reveal the secrets of his heart to sons and daughters of Adam's race, those of us who are on this little planet we call the earth. And he has fully revealed himself. He's all out to mankind. Now, I think I should point out to you, though, however, and then we're going to mention a number of these secrets or mysteries, as they are sometimes called. There's a royal root. Yes, you have to get a hold of the right end of the string. Otherwise, you could never be able to interpret the Word of God. You see, there's a statement that says, the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them. They are spiritually discerned. And so that in order to be able to know the secrets of the heart of our God, you first must be a man, a woman, a boy or a girl, born of the Holy Spirit of God, having divine life filling your heart and filling your soul. And then again, I'd like to point out to you that as regards these secrets or these mysteries, and we're going to say something about what we have mentioned concerning them in a little more detail as the Lord enables us. But I believe there's a logical sequence in the order they come to us. At least I'm safe in saying this. And I am not afraid of contradiction on the part of anybody. The first mystery or the first secret you will have to know before you can be able to understand all the others, and indeed they are great. Men have been reading about them. Men have been studying them. Theologians, great Bible students who have written volumes about these various mysteries. But this is the divine order. No one can possibly know these mysteries or these secrets, and they're all being carried out or will be carried out according to divine schedule. This is the first one, the mystery of the gospel. Now, that's the first one that you must know, pardon me, something about. You must understand. There has to be the revelation of that mystery. And by the way, we're told in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, where the Apostle says in verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek," or to the Gentiles. Now that's marvelous, isn't it? But then, that isn't all he has to say. He goes on to tell us, right in that very same first chapter, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." Ah, you see, the gospel is revealed. And he goes on to tell us it is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, or on the principle of faith. And then he says, "The just shall live by faith." I presume many of you have heard about or read about Martin Luther. Martin Luther was a great man of God. He, of course, had not always been. Martin Luther was a great sinner in his young days, but he decided that he'd try and do something about it. However, he went at it in the wrong way. He supposed that by efforts of his own, he could attain the favor of God in one way or another. And he went through some of the most torturesome experiences in order to gain God's favor and get eternal life, or at least an assurance in his heart that he'd enter the portals of glory, but he could not obtain it. He did not, however, abandon his project until God spoke to him. God revealed himself to him. And so on the night of his conversion to God, he was climbing up a long flight of stairs on his hands and his knees, and at the same time pouring out his heart to God. Oh, there was something he longed to know more than anything else, but it had to be revealed. And then this is the scripture that the Spirit of God used to open young Luther's eyes. I mean his spiritual eyes. As he was ascending those stairs one by one with a heavy and with a burdened heart, the Spirit of God said to him, "The just shall live by faith." He sprang to his feet. Now, he abandoned his efforts to attain it in the way that he was seeking to gain God's favor. I tell you, he did. He arose, and he went to his home, and he looked for a Bible, and began to search the Word of God to find that scripture. Of course, he knew where it was. And then when he saw it, "The just shall live by faith, not by his works, but by faith," he then and there believed God, trusted his Son, and received him into his very heart. And then after that marvelous revelation of the secret of the gospel that brought him sins forgiven and everlasting life, he spent his days thereafter telling and proclaiming wherever he could that justification is by faith, according to the truth of the Word of God. And I tell you, he dealt a death blow to the system that he was associated with at that time, and he came out as a real mark for God. And so the first real secret was unfolded to him that day on the basis of simple childlike trust, for the just shall live by faith. Now, I may say that that term is found in the Old Testament. It's also found three times in the New Testament. Those very same words in Hebrews, first in Romans, and then in Galatians, and later in the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, three times over, that marvelous expression, "the just shall live by faith." And so we're glad to tell you that there's no other basis, there's no other way that a sinner can get eternal life other than on the principle of simple faith in the merits of the work of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's secret number one. That's the mystery, shall we say, then, of the gospel. And we're going to develop that a little further, and then we're going to speak of the mystery of the rapture, and the mystery of Israel, the mystery of Babylon, the mystery of the seven stars, the mystery of God, the mystery of the Christ in the church, the mystery of godliness, the mystery of iniquity, and the mystery of His will. Now, if you are a child of God, in other words, if you know the first secret, of the heart of God, isn't it good, isn't it assuring today and reassuring to have the knowledge that the God of heaven has no secrets at all, as we read to you in the book of Amos. He says, surely the Lord will do nothing, but He revealeth His secrets unto His servants, the prophets. Now, I don't believe, even although one has trusted Christ as his Savior, that all the secrets of the heart of God are made known to that person, unless there is true submission to Him, unless there is a known and an experienced day-by-day fellowship with God and the seeking of His face, the seeking of His counsels. To that man, He certainly will reveal all His secrets. What do you know about the mystery of iniquity? What do you know about the mystery of Babylon? What do you know about the mystery of the rapture? And we could go on and on and on about these real secrets that God has to communicate to us. Now, we want to say something about them as the Lord permits us, and we know that we're limited in time, so therefore we have to just pass on as quickly as we can. And so we would ask you now, if you've never vowed to Him, trust Him as your Savior, and everlasting life will be yours. And then you'll be in on the royal route to the secrets of the heart of our God. Trust Him today, and salvation is yours. Now, if you're enjoying the messages you're listening to, drop us a line, please. This is the address, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. And we are servants of God, but your servants, for His great name's sake. Amen.